Hello, beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. Hello, beautiful lights. It's your host, Kimberly Barrett. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so excited tonight. I have another wonderful guest with me. We're going to talk about core beliefs, how they were created, how we can overcome them and transform our lives. My guest is a psychic medium, intuitive healer, certified master life coach, and Blue Star Master. He's a survivor of both physical and emotional childhood abuse, which he was able to heal and transform his life. He's created a program called Ascension Coaching. So I call him an Ascension Coach. And part of his coaching program is to help people find and challenge their beliefs. He believes our beliefs are the root of all problems. And his motto is, what we believe, we become. So I'm so excited. Welcome, Brent.
Hey, Kim. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love having you on here. I'm so excited. So tell us about core beliefs and how they impact us as human beings. I'm going to jump us right in.
Okay. So, of course, like I said, what we believe we become. So it's just wherever we have in our life, how whatever affects us, there's always a belief behind it. No matter what happens, an emotion comes up or anything happens in our life that we don't understand why it happens, there's a core belief behind it. The reason we do things the way they do is because of a core belief.
And give an example of that. What would that look like for you?
The way that you handle emotions. If you were taught by your parents to feel your emotions and let them go, you have a positive take on emotions where you're able to have the emotion and let it go. But if you were taught every time you could hurt yourself or you had something happen, you were given food. Of course, what happens anytime that you have an emotion that you don't like? You eat to suppress the emotion. I know that'll probably resonate with a lot of people out there about their emotions.
Yeah. And so what's the core belief that leads to that? Is that like when I have a feeling, the core belief is
Well, most of the time, we are not taught how to handle our emotions. We're not taught how to handle our beliefs. So the people that are teaching us, like our parents, they don't teach us how to handle our beliefs. They don't teach us how to handle our emotions. So a belief behind that would be like, oh, I'm not allowed to feel. If I express something, I'm not allowed to feel that.
And yeah, so instead of feeling it, I'm going to eat it away.
Here.
I'm going to stuff
it. Here's a piece of food. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm following you on that now. And we were talking before about where these core beliefs come from. I know that Abraham Hicks and some of my listeners are familiar with Abraham Hicks. Esther Hicks started channeling a group of non-physical entities called Abraham, and they were helping us with manifesting in our lives. And they say a belief is a thought you think often.
Right.
And you were talking about how some of our core beliefs are created between the ages of 0 and 7. Tell us more about that and how that impacts us.
Right. So between 0 and 7, you're in what they call a theta wave state, where you soak up all the information. Could you imagine your parents trying to teach you everything you had to learn from 0 to 7 about living life? It would be exhausting. So you are soak up everything, a sponge. So the parents that there are supposed to be the model for how you're supposed to live your life. Well, if they have the wrong core beliefs, you pass those down. So you don't even know that you have these core beliefs that are hidden. You know, they're unconscious beliefs that you don't even know you have. And so they affect your life and you don't even realize it. And I help people with finding those.
Right. Because it's a thought that you think often.
Right. And it's become... Yeah, so it's like,
it makes a lot of sense to me, because when I was growing up, my parents had both grown up in very abusive households, and they didn't really know how to parent. They didn't know what they were doing. They were kids when they got married, and
right?
Kids, right? Mm-hmm. And so between the ages of 0 and 7, there was a lot of like worrying and, you know, right, shit thoughts and like a lot of that other kind of stuff. And the other piece of the beliefs that I can see is when we get into those, like, not enough, I'm not enough, you're not enough, there's right, not enough. And that can really affect the way you see the world. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know with some of your stories, since we're going to talk your story during right, the next section, just to let my listeners know. But I know with some of your story that, you know, it was like the world is unsafe in so many ways.
Right. Those three core beliefs. Yeah.
Yeah. What are the core beliefs that you were saying from growing up in unsafe environments?
Well, the three core beliefs that I always talk about is unsafe, unloved, unworthy. Those are the one to three that you normally get if you are living abuse as a child.
Really big ones, and that can impact how we live our right, lives and what we believe and how we, you know, how we attract, even in the law of attraction, how we, mm-hmm, you know, what we're attracting based on what we're thinking most of the time and what we really believe. So it's kind of hard to attract really positive interactions and you know, positive relationships,
right,
when we believe that we're unlovable or unworthy.
Exactly. If you're trying to get into a relationship that you believe that you're not worthy, you're just going to attract the same thing that you did as a parent, because from your parents, you're just going to keep living that same life over and over again until you look at your beliefs and understand why you're attracting this stuff.
Yeah. You tell me more about these three core beliefs and how they impact us as human beings.
Well, you've got unworthy, which is where a lot of times you'll have parents that tell kids that, oh, you're not good enough, you're not this, you're not that. Well, as a little kid, that's all you hear, because everything as a little kid is about you. You don't think of anything else. Everything's about me. If it happens to me, it's about me. So if you have a parent that tells you you're not good enough, well, I must not be good enough. So you want to be better for that parent, even though you're probably never going to please them. That's one of those things, like, that's how you become, why you feel unworthy. My parent didn't give me love and affection or attention, so I have to keep finding it in other things or other people. There's also unloved, where, you know, you might have gotten, your parents are there, but they, you know, were too busy to have spend time with you and show you a proper way to show love. Or they had their own abuse that they were living through, and they manifested that, showing you exactly what they've been through. And then, of course, there's, you know, unsafe, where if you grow up in an abusive environment, you just, everything you do is controlling to keep you from being physically hurt.
Yeah, that most of your beliefs are driving you to act in ways to keep you safe all the time.
Right.
And I was talking to someone last night about that, you know, you develop that, sort of like you can let people in, but only so far.
Right.
That rich connection, intimacy, deepness is hard to get to because there's that unsafe feeling that's there.
Yeah. You don't feel safe with anybody else. You don't love yourself enough to have that deep core connection with someone.
And I was thinking too, that there's also that belief system of worrying a lot. When you grow up around people that worry all the time, when you pick up that type of thinking and that type of belief system that, you know, you need to worry about the future all the time or worry about other people. And I'll never forget listening to this coach once who was sharing on YouTube, and they said, you know, we don't learn I love you, we learn I worry you. Mm-hmm. And then exactly we have to kind of unlearn this stuff. And it can really impact the way that we, you know, are out in the world. And I know it's even tougher now since 2020. We've had all this stuff happen. Yes. You know, things are starting to kick up again. I am sending, and I know Brent will as well, we are sending love and light out to many of you out there on the planet. Mm-hmm. We know that there's a lot of tough stuff going on and people facing a lot of stuff. And I'm sending so much love and light out to my listeners that, you know, are on the front lines, standing in their authenticity, standing in their core belief of, you know, being strong and standing
on what
you believe in. You are not alone, and we are so behind you. And we're talking about those core beliefs that, you know, if you really believe that the world is unsafe, it's very easy for other people to convince you of things that aren't true. And it's very easy for other people to control you. And that's what's happened in some of our relationships that you and I have talked about.
Yes.
That when you have these, and that's what I'm hearing you say, that when you have these beliefs like, I'm unworthy, I'm not enough, right? That that unlovable, that unsafe, that, you know, it's easier to control you when you're in those kind, you know, like there's outside things that can control you so much easier.
Yeah. It's that right? People
you're giving your power away. Yeah.
I need you to love me, so I'm going to do whatever I have, what you say, so I can feel loved. And it's
Or I feel so unsafe, I'm going to look to outer authorities to tell me what to do.
Right. Same thing. Yeah.
Right. Because I'm not in that inner authority and that, you know, standing in my beliefs, I'm fettered with all these beliefs that I've grown up with. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's
and
one
it's
thing
perfect timing that you're talking about core beliefs tonight. Sorry.
Good.
Because just to tell my listeners, I know some of you aren't necessarily into this, but astrologically, it is so amazing, so important right now. We are in the winter solstice. For some people on the planet, it's actually summer solstice. Mm-hmm. For where Brent and I are right now, we are in the winter solstice, and it's very much about letting go, releasing core beliefs, coming into your own. And that's what I'm hearing you talk about, Brent, that
yes.
It really makes a big impact with that.
And you can change who you completely are just by changing your core beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to talk in our next segment about what you've gone through. Mm-hmm. And how that's gotten you to where you are today. And I know a lot of your story, but I would love for you to share that with other people. Tell me just briefly, because we have about 2 minutes before we need to take break.
Okay.
Just briefly, if you can tell me about some of the success stories you've had in coaching. What they were struggling with and where they are now.
I have my first client I ever had was... they were abused by their parents, that they didn't feel worthy. And they were in that victim mentality where everything happens to them. And now I've looked at her a year later and she's so happy and she's getting it. And she's using the tools that I teach people. And she's like went from that victim mentality where everything happens to me to now where she's in that exuberant, happy space where everything happens for her. And she's just a completely different person.
And I love what you just said. It's going from that victim mentality of life happening to me.
Right.
To changing those core beliefs and finding out that I'm actually powerful and life is happening for me. Mm-hmm. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to be back very shortly. So we will see you soon.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. And yes, our office is open and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sarah Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light show with me, Kimberly Barrett. Before we get back to our interview, I want to make sure you know how to reach me. I can be reached through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. You can reach my guest, Brent Bigham, through his website, Brent Bigham. It's BrentBigham.com. I want to let all of my listeners know that for my listeners, you're going to get 20% all readings and healings from now until January 31st. Just go to my scheduling site, which is sharingloveandlightschedule.as.me, and use the code 20%. You can also access all of that through the sharingloveandlightshow.com. So let's get back to the interview. We have been talking to psychic medium and ascension coach Brent Bigham about core beliefs. And what we would like to know now, I know I would like to hear it, is your story. What got you to where you are?
Oh, goodness. Well, like we talked about earlier, as a child, I grew up in an abusive home. In my chart, it says that I'll have a dad that's absentee or an alcoholic, and I got both. My mom, you know, she was a narcissist. Not nearly as bad as some could be, because there's always levels to that. But she was, abusive because my dad wasn't around. So I ended up being that, you know, substitute person. And then she married my stepdad, and he ended up being an alcoholic after years. And so living in alcoholism and having that. And then at 17, I got married, thinking, oh, I'm just going to escape everything and everything will be good. Well, what you don't realize is that you just marry the same person in a different body. So, at 19, I found out that I had kidney failure and went on dialysis at 20. And this whole time I'm thinking, oh yeah, you know, everything's right. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, I'm married. Everything's going to be fine. And not realizing that I was still perpetuating all the beliefs that I had, which, you know, my ex was abusive. But I thought that was okay because I grew up in it. It took me 20 years to really see that that was not okay. I had a couple of transplants. And then in 2014, I went into a coma. And where I actually had, I passed away for just a little bit and had a near-death experience, which really changed me. I can't explain it. I just remember, you know, darkness and then a dream that my guides had given me to keep me alive, where, you know, it showed me that, you know, I wanted to get back to my kids to make sure that they are safe, because the dream just was where we were in a bus accident, which wasn't true. I was in the hospital for pneumonia and ended up having lung failure and went into that coma. And so after that, it took a couple of years to really start to become that new person. After that, it took me a while. And then one day I was on dialysis at home, and my ex was, I asked her to get me the remote. I was on the dialysis machine at home, and she yelled at me for that. And I realized I don't want to do this anymore. And that was really the start of what would happen. So Spirit made that happen really quickly. Once I decided that I didn't want to be together, within 24 hours, she was out of the house. She was gone. So there I was, a single dad with three kids, a teenager and two that were under the age of 10.
And they had both suffered the abuse as well, right?
And they were, she wasn't just abusive to me. She was abusive to them, all three of them. And with my, I had hearing loss from some of the transplant drugs, and I didn't know what was going on at the time. She was actually saying things to me and to the kids under where I couldn't hear it, to be abusive. And so now I had three kids that all had to deal with their own issues, that, you know, their own abuse. And here I am, like, it took a toll. Like, I almost, you know, it got to the point where the abuse was so bad that I sat in my room all the time. I went into a deep depression. And then Spirit kind of stepped in one day and showed me this vision. And I was like, okay, I want to be that guy. And that's who I'm becoming today. And that's what started, because I know, Kim, when you first met me, I was a church mouse. I would apologize for standing in someone's way when they weren't even asking me to move.
Yeah. So all those core beliefs were still a little bit active when we
all came of them.
Yeah. Lives. And yet you had woken up to your psychic and mediumship skills. Mm-hmm. You had fully come into your spiritual beliefs, and right. You were starting to really wake up to who you really are. And yet, I think what I watched you work through were a lot of these core beliefs, like discovering that these things were going on without realizing it. And that a lot of your life was being run by, you know, unworthy, unlovable, unsafe, that type of stuff. We share similarly in some of those things, right?
Yeah, exactly. She would say that stuff all the time, where I just didn't think that I was good enough for anybody to care about. You know, and I worked on that. The first thing I ever had to realize is that the one thing that really changed it for me was when I realized that my mom, who I thought I had to protect, she was the perperpetrator. That made that 180 switch right for me. That's where I was like, oh my God, my life has been a lie that was taught to me. Everything in my head, everything that I'd learned was basically not true. That everything that I'd learned was not the who I really was and not who I was destined to be. Mm-hmm. And that's what really struck it, is like that one idea can really change who you are and your core beliefs, and will set you, it's like, oh, really? That's not who I am. That's not who I was meant to be.
And I think that's right on time, this discussion we're having, because globally, I think on our planet, and I'm going to go out there, woo-woo, so brace yourself, listener, right? That we really are in an awakening right now, where consciousness on the planet is waking up. And you're describing that a lot of us have these stories where, you know, we've been beaten down and we have all these like negative core beliefs. Mm-hmm. And then because we hit that bottom, we have this like awakening.
Yeah.
We're waking up from it. And I've noticed in my spiritual community, and I know you're a large part of that, that a lot of us are starting to really wake up to, wow, look at all these core beliefs that we've been taught as human beings that are not true.
Right.
Part of that being that, you know, you don't have the power, or you have to rely on someone else outside of you, and like your happiness comes from something outside of you. You know, your worth and your self-esteem is dependent on anything outside of you. And then we suddenly discover that these were really broken people that raised us. And that these were really broken people that, you know, I had visions of my beautiful grandmother that I loved her dearly. And I was like her little golden child. And she was so broken. She was, you know, textbook narcissistic in the DSM.
Right.
And it really had an impact on the people around her that, you know, it really brought in those not enough beliefs and not safe and unworthy and things like that, that now we're starting to wake up and we're like, wait a minute, even our television has sold us certain beliefs and in our like shows that we've watched has taught, you know, growing up that we've had all these things kind of fed to us. And I think a lot of us are pausing and going, wait a minute, in the core of my being, what do I really believe?
Right. And,
what
and
is
that's
for me. Right. And the amazing thing is I was working with teenagers the other night and I'm so impressed with them because, and it's the same thing with your kids, because they really start to question these beliefs. And I love that you're now helping people because I watched you shift those beliefs, shift out
I
of
did.
Change, right?
Yeah, I was so, I couldn't even talk to people because I didn't think anybody would want to hear what I had to say. And now I'm, you know, I'm a psychic medium and I teach people and I coach people and it's awesome. And, you know, it's, a lot of these core beliefs people have are generationally taught. It's passed down, like you said, from your grandmother.
Like generation to generation to generation to generation. And we're looking at those core beliefs and going, we don't need to take those forward with us into this new earth. We have this new earth, these new energies that are coming up. More and more people are starting to wake up. I know that sometimes it looks crazy out there. But, you know, my understanding of that is sometimes we have to shine the light on things that we don't want to look at. And that's what I'm hearing in your story.
Exactly.
You have to shine the light on, wait a minute, I'm in an abusive relationship. And I've shared about doing that myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then recognizing that, wait a minute, you know, as much as I can love the people that raised me, they were very sick at the time. And my parents admit that because they're like healthy today. They've had their own spiritual awakenings and, you know, they started changing their belief systems and things like that. You know, so I kind of lucked out in that factor. But listening to you about the shift and this change and then now sharing your love and light, which is what my show's about. And then you created this program like Ascension Coaching to help people shift.
I definitely did. I used my own experiences of what I had to do, what I went through, because they always say you have to go through it to understand somebody. You don't want to go to a coach that's never been, doesn't understand anything you've been to. They can't sympathize or empathize with you. And I use, you know, the traditional life coaching. I mix some, you know, energy healing in there, and I mix Blue Star in there, and I mix some cognitive behavioral therapy to help people understand and change their beliefs.
I love it. So we are going to take a brief break on that note. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about once we've identified these core beliefs, now what, right? And Brent said that he would help us out a little bit with some of that. So we're going to take a little break. We'll see you soon.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful lights out there. Keep shining your lights, no matter what. Stand in your truth. This is Kimberly Barrett. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. This is the Sharing Love and Light Show, Consciousness and Vibration on the Planet. As per usual with me, before we get back to the interview, I want to make sure you can reach me. My website is sharingloveandlightshow.com. And you can reach my guest, Brent Bigham, through his website, brentbigham.com. I wanted to let all of you beautiful listeners out there with my gratitude. I'm offering a New Year special to my listeners, 20% off all readings and healings from now until January 31st. Just go to my website, or you could go to sharingloveandlightschedule.as.me. And use the code 20%. Awesome. So, Brent,
yeah,
coming back to talk about these core beliefs.
Yes.
When we talk about those negative core beliefs, it's so depressing. It creates so much stress in our lives. It can really block us from manifesting the life of our dreams. I know that it has done that many times with you and many times with me, until we can really like face, discover those core beliefs and start to shift them. Tell us about how you broke through the core beliefs and how it's changed your life.
Oh, goodness. The one thing that I know that I did, the one core belief that I had, was being unworthy. Because of being in that abusive environment, you are just beat down constantly. It's always your fault. And I had to look at it and like, well, is that really about me? Who's telling me this? What are their core beliefs? Where did they come from? And I started looking at that. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. The person that's telling me this has no clue what they're talking about. And I started doing research and looking and, you know, looking at life coaching, and I looked at some other situations where cognitive behavioral therapy, and I looked like, I don't have to live like this. Mm-hmm. I can bust through it. There's a couple different ways to break these. Is like, the one thing I always am a big proponent of is repetition. How did you learn to drive? You had to practice. You know, nothing comes easy. You have to practice it, because these core beliefs, you had them for how many years now? You're going to have to practice and keep practicing, like set that, you know, core belief, like, okay, this is where what it is. It's this. Okay. So what do I really want to believe? Where do I want my core belief to go to? And you start practicing that, and you practice it every day.
Yeah. So it sounds like a lot of what I've been talking to my listeners about with mindful awareness. So you become aware that your mind is back in those core beliefs and it's thinking that stuff again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then really practicing, and I know this is an Abraham Hicks thing they say, is, you know, sometimes going neutral first, because you can't go from a really negative core belief to a really right. positive core belief and like
right.
not have a whole lot of like negativity going on in your energy, because you're not
definitely
what you're saying. And I know that you and I have practiced that, like going neutral, mm-hmm. where it's like, you know, I'm going to start with, I want to learn to love myself, or I recognize that those things aren't true about me.
Right.
And exactly. that what's really true is I'm worthy because I was born, and mm-hmm. starting to like really start to own that. And then, you know, if a belief is a thought you think often, then the way to change a belief is to practice a new thought often.
Right. Exactly.
And I've noticed that. And then for my listeners out there, if you really, really, really have a hard time with it, you know, reach out to me on my email. It is ascension.activation777@gmail.com. I know you can also reach out to BrentBigham@gmail.com and ask us about these things. Cause I know sometimes the core belief is so deep that you really need like the coaching or some other, you know,
right.
call them coaching hacks on how to overcome it. But for the most part, mm-hmm. you know, breaking that core belief is practicing and practicing and practicing the new belief often. Right.
Right. Yeah. And it's about letting yourself off the hook, because you're not the one that programmed it. It's not your fault.
So release the guilt, release the shame.
Right.
Right. I've been telling people, drop the guilt, shame, and blame. Mm-hmm. Take 100% responsibility for where your thoughts currently are, and then start to change them.
Right.
It's drop the guilt, shame, and blame. You didn't create that stuff. It happened.
Exactly.
And then now what am I going to do with it? I love that.
That's that whole like, be gentle with yourself. Everything's always working out for me. Or, you know, It is where it is right now. That doesn't mean it has to stay there.
Yeah. So it's like, it is what it is. I can radically accept that this is how it is right now, but that doesn't mean mm-hmm. that I have to stay this way.
Right.
That I can take actions and start to shift. And then over time, I know I've watched you transform like miraculously.
Right. Yes, right. I definitely have. Yeah.
I mean, for a minute there, it was like, oh my God. Right.
Right.
Yeah. And not anything negative about Brent, because he was still like a really strong psychic, a really strong medium. He was starting to really be coached and get a lot of help himself, and then started to really shift. And yet some stuff happened in between where,
right.
you know, it's like, why is this happening right now? And what I think is amazing about you is that even if some negative things outside of you kind of came down the pike, you kept practicing. Mm-hmm. You didn't ever give up.
Nope, never. And I'm where I am because I knew where I wanted to be. I knew I had that, who I wanted to be. And I knew I wanted to help people. And that's one thing. It's like, this is something you're never going to stop doing for the rest of your life. And that's one thing I want to encourage people. It's like, just because you don't have it today doesn't mean you won't have it tomorrow or the next day. You know, just keep
trying. Because it's happened in the past,
right.
It's going to happen again. And you right. keep practicing and you keep shifting. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little more about some of these common beliefs of people you've worked with and how it's really changed their lives. I know with you, you've really changed with really being able to support your kids and being right. able to, your health is totally different. Talk about that a little bit, how this stuff has helped your health.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's like miraculous to me.
Well, I was able to, just through the beliefs, I'm able to change my health. I was able to, you know, I was on dialysis and I got a kidney transplant, you know, just believing that it was going to be better. And then I've, you know, been able to change my immune system to where, you know, I'm not having to take the transplant medication because of that. You know, that's a little bit more, you know, about beliefs, because I'm like, my beliefs are like, oh, I'm healthy. You know, and some of the
things that practicing that belief often, and that's an right. Abraham Hicks thing. You know, some people out there might not believe that, but I have watched this man, you know, diabetes, transplant medicine, all that stuff. And just from learning about changing your beliefs, changing your thoughts, I mean, like changing the core beliefs that mm-hmm. I can talk to my cells and tell them to be healthy. They did right. that in the movie, The Secret, talking about that. I know that. Is it yeah. Joe Dispenza that did that?
I believe Joe Dispenza does it.
You know,
Abraham Hicks talks about it. Cryon talks about it. There's several yeah. different.
And so Cryon, just so my listeners know, Lee Carroll is a gentleman that started channeling Cryon of Magnetic Service. And that is another one you guys can check out. Take what you like, leave the rest. If it resonates with you, it's really amazing material that he brings through from this energy that's helping us ascend on our planet. And all of them, you know, Joe Dispenza has that story about being so sick and he was so broken in the hospital and he just thought his way into health and walked out. And that's what I've watched you do, is change your core beliefs about health, along with some of the other like energy medicine things
right.
that you've engaged in. And I've had people on here talk about that kind of energy medicine, like David with his holistic wellness alignment, mm-hmm. and Shanti was talking about energy medicine, you know, but your core beliefs and what you've practiced amazes me, the health that you have today.
Right. I'm able to do a lot of things that I was never able to do before.
And we have a friend, Kevin, that was the same way, right? That he had yep. diabetes and he used, you know, all these similar methods and actually came back with like the best labs that he had ever had. And it wasn't, you know, mm-hmm. just from diet and exercise. It was from him changing his core beliefs.
Right.
Sorry, yeah, the what core were beliefs you about are, to say earlier?
Well, I was just going to say core beliefs are what people don't realize it, but that's the operating system that you run under. If you keep thinking the same things, that's what happens, because you act in that manner of what your belief is going to be. You know, that's yeah, about money or health or anything. So,
and then if we are what I've been talking about on my show, which is we're energy beings, that we create our own realities, that if our thoughts really create reality, think about some of the core beliefs that we're walking around with, and that's where our thoughts are. If you can mm-hmm. change those, you can change your life.
Change your life, definitely.
And it is phenomenal, the changes that I've seen in the people around me. I know you've watched it in the people you coach. I've mm-hmm. watched it in the people that I've coached. I've watched it in my friends that practice this stuff. I've right. watched it in teenagers who have practiced this stuff. I had a woman in my intensive outpatient program. I'm covering that right now for social work mm-hmm. and its mental health program. And she said she just set the core belief to be happy that day. And she was happy that whole weekend.
Right.
Right.
Definitely.
So I got to wrap up quickly. We have about a minute left to the show or till we take a next break. Thank you for sharing what you were sharing.
You're so welcome.
Right. And I hear you talking about being mindfully aware and then really practicing that new mm-hmm. belief over and over and over again.
Right.
Acting
yes, exactly.
it, living it, repeating it to yourself often, so that over time, and even if it's a year later, you really start to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's how you do it. You just keep going and going and going. And one day you'll wake up and you're like, holy moly, who am I today?
I actually believe this, and I'm really right. actually living the life of my dreams. And mm-hmm. you know, and we can really shift. And I know my parents have attested to it recently as well. And you know them that they went through so much negativity, yeah. and they refuse to think negative thoughts now. Like when they come, they recognize them as old core beliefs and they shift mm-hmm. into the new belief. So I am so excited. We are going to take a short break. We'll be right back to wrap up with Brent Bigham about core beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light show with me, Kimberly Barrett. I want to make sure you know how to reach me. You can reach me through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. You can reach my guest, Brent Bigham, through his website, brentbigham.com. I also want to let all of my beautiful, beautiful listeners know that I'm offering a New Year special. It's 20% off all readings and healings from now until January 31st. You can schedule at sharingloveandlightschedule.as.me and use the code 20 and then spell out the word percent. So it's 20 P-E-R-C-E-N-T. You can also reach any of that through my website. Let's get back to Brent Bigham, the Ascension Coach. I'm so excited. He is a humble man. As we've been talking, I've been thinking that you have really like shifted so much. I could get tearful on the show to watch how much you've grown, how much you've grown in your confidence, how many people you've helped and continue to help. So let's talk, wrapping up what you've told us a little bit about these core beliefs and how we can transform our lives.
Well, like I said, core beliefs, there's those three main core beliefs. There's the unloved, unworthy, and unsafe. And those are the ones that really pop out when you're a child. You know, you either have a parent that's not there for you, you know, or they're abusive, or they totally talk down to you all the time, or you don't feel worthy. You can have any of those or all of those. And so to really shift, because your core beliefs, everything, your programming that you had, really falls to that, because as a kid, you take everything in and you don't know any different. And you grow as an adult and you're just still the same. You never questioned, why do I believe the things that I do? And so really Ascension Coaching is about, you know, your path with yourself and your source and all, you know, how do you really change yourself to really become the love of your life? Because you want to love yourself. You know, that's what this is all about, and changing. You know, we talk about repetition, and you want to keep doing those things and being gentle with yourself, because you don't need to be hard on yourself, because you're learning. You learn stuff that wasn't right, and now you're trying to relearn the things to make you helpful in your life, to really change who you are. It's possible. You can do it. I've done it.
And I love that you say that, because I think that's one of the toughest parts for us, is those core beliefs teach us to have that critical voice in our head that's so hard on us all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I love our saying, you know, stop shooting all over yourself.
Right? Yes, I love that.
And in cognitive behavioral therapy, you talked about how you use the cognitive behavioral therapy that, you know, we learn those should thoughts. And it's like, I shouldn't this, I shouldn't that, I shouldn't be like this, I shouldn't be feeling that, should. And it's like, take the shoulds off of it and start being a little more gentle with you, right?
Yeah, should is just a judgment. You don't know what might have happened, you just know what did happen.
Yeah, so going to just the facts, right? Shifting just the facts. And over time, you can even change it to, wow, I really did the best I could with what I had. And I'm really doing the best that I can. And I can really, we've been talking a lot about this, is letting go of the past. And that sounds like when you face your core beliefs and you start to shift them, you're letting go of your past and you're facing forward. And that's what a lot of us are doing now, is really releasing our past. And like, I've seen you do that. You're not bogged down by all that past stuff. You're like really facing forward now.
As you change yourself, you change your past and the future.
I love it. Say that again.
As you change yourself, you change your past and the future.
So that's an offering to all our listeners out there. When you start to really identify your core beliefs and start to change them, you're really changing yourself in a lot of ways. And then that changes even your past. You think about your past differently.
Yeah.
And it changes the future, because if we really are creating our reality, then what am I creating? And I know we've talked a lot about that a lot on this show, is I had this one mentor years ago, and she would say to me, just remember what you think today you're creating into your reality tomorrow. And I would be like, oh no, I really need to not think this stuff right now. And sometimes it's hard. So you really need to seek that professional help, you know, whether it's a coach or a therapist. I've even done like EMDR therapy and things like that. You and I have talked about some of the 12-step programs, like Al-Anon, CODA, Adult Children of Alcoholics, things like that, that can be really helpful in changing those things.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Definitely can.
And I know you have the advantage as a coach of being connected as a psychic and a medium, and that you can really intuitively guide people and help people in so many ways.
Oh, definitely. And I do. I use my abilities in my coaching sessions every day, that I'm like, okay, source, what do they need to hear? What's going to help impact them the most?
Yeah.
And then I'll just use that. And they're like, here, you know, source said this is going to help you the most.
And I love coaching. And I was thinking about when I was being interviewed by Dr. Pat, who's like the spearhead of Transformation Talk Radio, just to remind everyone out there, she's so amazing. And she was talking about how she still has coaches, right? That they help her out. And I love it, because isn't the coach saying, like, if you give someone a fish for a day, they can eat for the day, but if you teach them how to fish, then they can eat for a lifetime. And we're really talking about transforming our lives, right? Transformation Talk Radio. We want to transform what's going on. We want to shift into better. And I have so watched you go through that, right? That massive transformation. And look where you are today. You're like literally an amazing coach. Brent has helped so many people, you know, and you went from this like meek, scared person to now like really thriving,
standing in my power,
standing in your power. And I think that's something that all of us are learning to do, is to stop giving our power away to everything outside of us and to start to find that power within. And that's some of like shifting those core beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the one thing, you shift those and the rest of it becomes easier.
Sift that and watch the magic happen, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to start really wrapping it up. Brent, what's okay. one thing you can leave with my listeners right now?
Be gentle with themselves. That's the one thing I cannot stress enough, to just be gentle with yourself. Like, I am where I am. That's okay.
That's, yeah. You know, that just because it feels bad doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you.
Right.
Being gentle.
Yep. And just remember, it's a process every day. You know,
you got to practice every single day. It doesn't have to be perfect. We become perfectly imperfect, right? I was laughing at myself, you know. I'm so imperfect and I love being imperfect today. And that's completely different. I know you also talked about a lot of our beliefs are the root of our problems, what we believe mm-hmm. we become. And right. so being able to shift your beliefs so you can become something different. Mm-hmm. So Brent, exactly. thank you so much for being
on. You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
That you came to do this. I hope you guys really check out his website and reach out to him. He's an amazing, amazing ascension coach. So remember, all of you out there, love is not a verb. It's a state of being. It's an energy you can tap into. Our next episode of Sharing Love and Light Show will be on the first Thursday in January. So save the date for January 6th, I believe, is that Thursday. I may or may not get that correct. Just know it's the first Thursday in January, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Also, save the date for Monday, December 27th. I will be guest hosting the Dr. Pat Show while she takes a little hiatus. That will be 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I'm so excited. Thank you all. Thank you, Brent.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, all of you, for listening. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful holiday and new year. See you soon. Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb, it is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.